everybody. Have you enjoyed your dinner this evening? Compliments to the chef and the caterers. Give me just 15 minutes and we'll break the bread of God's word together and then release you to go home and enjoy a good night's rest. This past Sunday morning, I mentioned for the first time that we are launching a campaign we will call God's House First. And I want to take a few minutes this evening to take you behind the scenes. I believe every member and friend of Abundant Life Church deserves to know what's going on behind the scenes in this season of our church life. I mentioned this past Sunday that we're getting ready to put some work into God's house here. In the next few weeks, all of the interior walls will be painted, and most of them already have been. Also, in the next few weeks, we're going to replace every bit of carpet in this building, 15,000 square feet of carpet in this building. If you noticed driving into the property, you will see that today they have finished the remodel on our sign and our marquee here on Irby Street. It's a beautiful new logo and marquee. This is going to be about a $50,000 project. And so this past Sunday I mentioned it for the first time. And we as a church are praying about what each of us can do individually to help meet this goal in the next 2 to 3 months. And I thought it would just be wonderful for me to share with you some things that are going on that you deserve to know about as we enter into this project and what really is taking place spiritually while we give some natural attention to God's house and bring it some much needed repair. It has been 15 years since we dedicated this church to the Lord. And during these 15 years, we have raised a generation of our children here. And we have impacted many nations from these grounds. We have built 9 church buildings in third world nations, including 5 in India, where we dug wells in the churchyard. The only pure drinking water in the entire village, so that everybody who lives in those villages comes to the church to get water that's healthy to drink. We completed an orphanage in Nicaragua since we've been here in this building. Not only is there an Abundant Life Church here in Florence, but we have 2 international sister churches in 2 other nations that are Abundant Life Church that we started. Of course, one is in Managua, Nicaragua, Pastor Brian and Millie Hudson there, and one in Liepāja, Latvia, Abundant Life Church, Latvia. We've done that because our base here at home is strong. By the way, an update on the Nicaragua church, Abundant Life Managua. Pastor Brian and the church people there, without us doing anything at this distance to help them, they've just purchased their own property to build a permanent building, and they start construction in July. So God is moving there as well as here. And while we've been in this building for 15 years doing all of that for world missions, we have also partnered with dozens of churches and pastors who've gone to cities throughout the United States to plant a church. We've helped them do that. We believe in church planting. We believe in world missions. And we believe in strong local missions as well. We're very involved with so much that goes on a local basis. The 2 words that are the most important words in this church: generations and nations. And we have done a good job in 15 years on both fronts. But it's time now to give attention to God's house. It has been 15 years. We have served over 50,000 meals in this auditorium on this carpet. We have no complaints with the walls, with the carpet, none. Because we have maximized the shelf life of this carpet. I suppose it's time. And I imagine in the year 2030, we'll do it again. Now, it's more than just remodeling or giving some attention and repair to a building. God spoke to me from His Word, and I have a Rhema word for us during this season. He gave me this word for us, and I want to share it with you. It's in Haggai chapter 1, beginning at verse 2. This is what the Lord of Heaven's armies says. The people are saying, the time has not yet come to rebuild the house of the Lord. Then the Lord sent this message through the prophet Haggai. Why are you living in luxurious houses while my house lies in ruins? This is what the Lord says. Look at what's happening to you. You have planted much but harvest little. You eat but are not satisfied. You drink, but are still thirsty. You put on clothes, but cannot keep warm. Your wages disappear, as though you were putting them in pockets filled with holes. This is what the Lord says. Look what is happening to you. Now go up into the hills, bring down timber, and rebuild my house. Then I will take pleasure in it and be honored, says the Lord. You hoped for rich harvest, but they were poor. And when you brought your harvest home, I blew it away. Why? Because my house lies in ruins, says the Lord of Heaven's armies, while all of you are busy building your own fine houses. Now that's a strong word. In fact, it has a hint of sharp rebuke to it. And I want to give a disclaimer. None of us deserve that. That's not what God is saying to us in this scripture and in this season. We have done well. We've been good stewards to God's property. This is His house. Doesn't belong to me. It is God's house, and it's where His people come to worship Him and to hear His word and to receive refreshing and training and equipping to go out of these doors and off of these 12 acres. And from here, some of our people have gone to the uttermost parts of the earth. This is God's house, and He's not giving us a rebuke because we are failing to pay attention to the repair on His house. I know there are some who would think, well, $50,000 is a lot of money. Really, it's not. Not for a building of this scope and size, and not after 15 years of not having to pay any attention to replacing or repairing much. It's really not at all. I'll remind you that Walmart gave us $1 million a few years ago. God can speak to Kmart. When we first started the church, it was 28 years ago, and we've been at different property. Thank God, though, we don't have to move again. We will never have to leave this place and move again. This is our permanent home. God has blessed this church with this facility. And from here, we're affecting the world. What a blessing it is that it is paid for, and we don't owe a dime on it. And we're not going to borrow money to repair the house of God. He will provide. Amen. When we first started the church, I publicly said, we will never ask any of our members to fill out a pledge card for money for a building program ever. I had a good friend of mine in ministry who was older than I am, more seasoned, more experienced, who challenged me on that and got in my face and said, Carl, you should repent to your people for saying that. You should not have said that, Carl. You need to get up and repent and take that back. Well, I didn't, and I'm not, because I still stand by that. God has blessed us. He will use Walmart if he has to bless us. And so we will still stand by that. We will never ask any of our members and friends to fill out a pledge card. We just believe God has a better way, and here it is. Putting God's house first is not just about repairing this building. It's about God closing the holes in our pockets. That's what he wants to do for our families in this church this year. Sometimes you have to see two or three things in the natural before you can get a picture of what's going on in the spirit, and there is a parallel between the natural and the spiritual. And you know, Pastor Steve and I have talked for two or three years about Financial Peace University. It's changing lives all over America. It's delivering people from financial strongholds, giving us wisdom and tools and resources to have a better financial plan for our lives. And the time is right. We decided a couple of months ago that we would become a campus for that, and we've already mentioned it. It starts Sunday, March 1. It's like a 10-week course every Sunday at 5:30, an hour and 15 minutes a week. You and your family can come with you, husbands and wife. If one comes, the other can come without cost. But for $99, everybody who comes gets this. And we go through video courses together. So I knew then, well, God's going to do something financially with our people this year. And then now we're committed to a $50,000 Putting God's House First campaign. And what's really behind that is God is saying, if you'll pay attention to my house and repair it so that it won't decay and die, I will be pleased in it, and I will close the holes in your pockets. Now, I don't know how many times I've said, and it's not a good confession, but I've said it, and perhaps you have too. You know, you get paid, and then, you know, one trip to the grocery store, and I don't have but five things on the little list, and I come back and tell Brenda, $80 it was at the grocery store. And I said, feels like I got holes in my pockets. Well, one way to close the holes in your pockets, God is saying, if you'll pay attention to my house first, don't let it lay in ruins, but repair the house of God. And we want to do that because we need to reach another generation and more nations of the world. And the stronger we are as a home base, the bigger difference we can make in the world. God wants to strengthen all of our families this year. And this is one way he will do it supernaturally. He says, if you will repair my house, I'll be honored in this. And you won't be putting your money into pockets with holes in it. So I mentioned it this past Sunday, and I wanted to take just a few minutes to expand on that a little bit. We don't want anybody to give quickly. We want you to take some time to pray about how you can bless the church in this special way. And we want you to, if you can, everybody who can, within the next couple of months, sow an extra seed, a one-time offering, perhaps, over and above your current giving, and designate it God's House First. You can put that on your memo check line or write it on the offering envelope if you use those. But we want you to do whatever will challenge your faith. Brenda and I are going to do this. We're not going to ask you to do something we're not willing to do. And we're excited to do it because I'm going to give this offering with great faith that God is going to close the holes in my pocket. We've got His word on this, and we need to pay attention to God's house first. Now, all of us live in nice homes. We're so blessed. And the Lord spoke to people in this day, in Haggai's day, and said, you live in your own luxurious homes while you let my house lay in ruins. The saddest thing in the world is the decay, the decline, and death eventually if it's left in ruins of a local church. Many years ago when Brenda and I were newly married, we visited a church in another city. And my memories of that church was booming. It was a different season spiritually. Revivals would break out and last for 2 and 3 weeks. It was a wonderful thing. The life of God was all over that church. And 6 or 8 months ago, Brenda and I were driving through that city. And I remembered that great church. We had been to several services there. And I said, let's drive a little bit out of the way just to go by that church. And we did. And when we pulled up into the church parking lot, the building was still there, but in horrible disrepair. It needed painting desperately. The grounds were not kept up. Even the asphalt in the parking lot had grass growing in it. Now, the church was still meeting there, but it was a shell of its former self. It had declined and looked like it was on life support. It's tragic when you see a church come to that. And God is speaking to, we're nowhere near that. Thank God we're nowhere near that. But He is saying, pay some attention to my house. It'll honor me. And I'll take pleasure in that. And if you will do that, God says, I will close the holes in your pocket. And I, for one, need that. And perhaps all of us do. So this is just, there were no cards passed out, no pledge cards. We won't ever do that. But we do encourage you, pray about it. And whatever excites and stirs your faith, whatever you can give, whatever amount you can give that challenges your faith and gets you excited that God's going to honor His word and close the holes in your pockets as a harvest from this offering you sow, then the need will be met. We're not sweating it. I haven't lost a minute's sleep, I don't think, ever. And I'm not going to do it now. God has proven Himself, and He uses His people. And I do want to thank you. You are a faithful group of people. We would not be able to do what we do if it weren't for the faithfulness of God's people. But on our payroll right now, and has been for years, more than just what you see and hear, but we pay full-time salary to 6 pastors in India right now, built 5 of them a building, cash and paid for. A pastor in Latvia, our pastor missionary in Managua. We've hosted missions conferences, national conferences in 6 different nations. And this is no time to slow down or rest on our laurels. And we want God's house to be something we can feel comfortable inviting visitors in without them coming in and looking at the carpet and seeing spaghetti stains. It's not because Jason ever spilled a drop, because Jason never spills a drop of tea. I tell him every time we eat, now don't you spill anything, and he never has. All of us have been good stewards to God's house. We're in good shape after 15 years in this building, but we're going to be in much better shape when we get through this campaign. So thank you for seriously praying about the part you can play in this. And don't give a dollar unless you can give it with your faith very strong and your prayer, God, I am honoring your word. I am remembering your house. I am putting God's house first. And as I do this as an act of obedience to your word, I have your promise that you're going to close the holes in my pocket and change my life financially as a result of this offering. And everybody said, amen. Ushers, if you'll come. Now, this is not for the God's House First campaign. We discourage any quick, spontaneous giving for this campaign. You hear from God. And any time between now and April 1, if you're able, sow a seed into God's House First campaign. This is our regular tithe and offering, and we call it blessed in Jesus' name. Ushers, you can serve the people. I do want to mention a couple of things. One is Romance Advance. Tickets are on sale now. $25, and that covers a meal for both.